Hello and welcome to the Master Investor Tip TV show. I'm Sven Lorenz and it's my great pleasure to welcome Tom Britton, who is a co-founder of Syndicate Room. Syndicate Room is going to be one of the sponsors of the upcoming Master Investor show on March the 25th, and we wanted to introduce you and your company to our viewers so that they can anticipate what they can talk to you about at our event and what they can learn from you. We're very excited to have you there. And I wanted to ask you first, my perception of the so-called crowdfunding market in the UK is that there are many, many players. I think more than 70 so-called crowdfunding companies.
Yeah.
Now, you actually have moved to calling yourself an online investing platform, and you see yourself as being quite different from everyone else. Explain to us your business model and why that is so important for private investors to know about.
Sure. Well, first, it's a pleasure to be here, obviously, chatting. We started life as an equity-based crowdfunding platform focused on early-stage businesses doing their seed round, growth round, Series A. And what we realized was that our investors had an appetite for later stage rounds as well. So recently, I wouldn't call it a pivot, but we've expanded to offering investors everything from the seed round up through IPOs and placings. So in that sense, we're very much an online equity investment platform. The difference with our platform from the others is that every one of our rounds has a lead investor, whether that be business angel, group of angels, venture capitalist, or other professional investor leading the round, who's also committed into the round. So a minimum of 25% of the funding round has come from people already invested, whether that be the leads or whoever's involved.
And a lead investor obviously means, if I understand it correctly, that there's someone who's done all the due diligence, who's looked at every single detail, left no stone unturned, and then said, I'll sign on the dotted line. So that's a very strong endorsement, right?
Absolutely. And it's not just them saying, hey, I've looked through this and I like it. It's them actually committing money to the round. So they're putting their money where their mouth is.
Okay. And for a private investor who's interested in, first of all, following the investment pitches that are on your platform and then eventually also investing once they've found the right thing, what do they have to do? What's the process? Are there any requirements they have to fulfill?
Yeah, so we take a stance that we only want sophisticated and high net worth investors involved in the space. And that's because it's a very risky space. You know, you're talking about early stage businesses. A high proportion of them will unfortunately go bust. So people need to understand that. And for that reason, if someone comes to the website and they're not a sophisticated investor, high net worth, they can register as a kind of an everyday investor, but they don't get access to the private rounds. They only get access to the public market rounds, the IPOs and the placings where there's a bit of liquidity in it.
Understood. And I follow your newsletter and I see all these pitches coming out. And they're very interesting stories. They're obviously passionate, very engaged entrepreneurs with a track record behind these companies, and it's interesting to follow them. Yeah. Is there anyone that's currently going on that you would rate as one of your personal favorites or that you think investors should look at?
You know I can't do that.
Okay, but it was
actually, a very interesting one was brought to us by a man called Jim Mellon a few years ago.
I've heard of him, yes.
Yeah, he's a diabetic boot company, PulseFlow. I don't know if you know the business, but he was actually the lead investor on that round, and that's how we actually got put in touch with you. And Jim said, hey, why don't you come out to our event? And this was last year, so we came out and we did a table. And then this year we decided we wanted to come back because we met so many interesting people and companies. And obviously that's why we're here today.
And since you mentioned him, that leads me to another subject. It's at the end of the day, it's all about returns. Investors want to get the maximum return on their investment. And I understand you published a report a while ago called The Rise of the Growth Hunter.
Yeah.
And there was one very striking figure in there. If you had invested £10,000 into those early stage ventures in the UK in 2011, now you would have £45,000, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
That's a striking figure that would have beat the stock market by far. But it's also a very broad figure. Can you drill a bit further into that and explain to us how you came to that number?
Yeah, so first you should all download the report because it'll go through all the intricacies of what we did in more detail. But effectively, we looked at not just kind of private rounds, but early stage companies that might be listed on, say, AIM. And we looked at the growth seen from those companies, whether they were private or on AIM, and we put it together, and then we compared it to the main market. And what we found was what you said. You know, if you had invested £10,000, including the tax breaks, which are on offer for through things like EIS and SEIS, you would come out with about £45,000. Now, let's be clear, these are risky things. It's a very diverse portfolio of investments. It's not just picking a couple here or there. It's spreading it across a number of companies. A lot of these businesses will go bust, but if you hit it right and you get one or two, you might get 10 times return off those one or two, and that covers more than the losses that you might get on other ones.
And as with any asset class, diversification is really important.
Correct.
And you've launched a fund recently, Fund 28.
Yes.
There are obviously thousands of funds out there already. Why should anyone be interested in your fund, and what is unique about it?
Yeah, so I'm going to try and make this sound like a first, but it's the first algorithmically invested EIS fund. Effectively, what we did with the fund was we said, okay, look, we've got a lot of interesting businesses coming on the platform. We want to kind of follow those lead investors as a fund. So for people who don't want to pick the individual investments, they can put money into the fund. And what they get is following all of these different lead investors, and they get a minimum of 28 investments. And that number 28 is very significant because there was a mathematical, I won't call it a theorem, but there was a guy who put the numbers out there who basically said 28 is the ideal number to get total diversification in your platform of early stage investments.
And that fund is available on your platform now as well?
It's available right now. It is an EIS-approved fund, so people will get EIS relief from investing in the fund, and it'll be open until March 28th.
It sounds like your company itself has gone through quite an evolution as well. And I remember about 2 years ago, I first met one of your colleagues, and at that time, no one had really heard of Syndicate Room yet when I spoke to my colleagues in the finance industry. And I'm involved with another early-stage venture, and there on a board level, raising funds through Syndicate Room is something that now naturally came up in the conversation, which is an extraordinary change. And it just goes to show how your company has spread its wings. Can you tell us a bit more about how the company Syndicate Room has evolved itself?
Yeah, so before talking about the company, I think the industry as a whole has matured. A few years ago, people thought of crowdfunding as kind of like the last resort. You know, oh, we couldn't get money anywhere else, so let's go to the crowd because it's a bunch of suckers. That's completely changed. And actually, it's a point of, first point of call for many businesses. They see the benefit of getting crowd investment. So you get a large audience of people who become kind of advocates for the business. You know, they invest on our platform, it's a minimum of £1,000. Elsewhere, it's £10. But you get all these people who come on board, and they are literally invested in you, and they want to see you do well. So they talk to their friends about the business, and they talk to other investors about the business. And it has this nice little chain reaction, if you will, of support. When we raised our last round in May, we raised $3.2 million, and we have something like 400 investors on board. And most people would go, oh my God, private company, 400 investors. Well, actually, it's been a great thing. People bring us businesses, they bring us other investors, and it's growing from there.
But I understand among those 400 investors, there was also one lead investor.
There was a lead investor, a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Milner, who founded Abcam.
Who's known as one of the most successful venture capitalists in the UK. So that's a ringing endorsement for your company.
He really likes the model. He likes the fact that the lead investor is there and is involved, because there's so many people who jump into early stage investing who probably shouldn't. They haven't really studied the market. They don't understand how illiquid it is or how risky it is. And Jonathan basically said, you know what, I like the way that you're doing it. That's kind of the right way of doing this crowdfunding. Not that we consider ourselves a crowdfunder anymore, but at the time we were. So.
And as you said, the market is growing, but it's also growing because you are educating investors about what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I've gotten to know your team as a bunch of people who are just genuinely passionate about what they're doing, about connecting to the investing public and showing them new ways of being successful as an investor. And I hope that this is one of the reasons why you signed up to the Master Investor Show, because you can meet a large number of private investors on the day and they can meet you. So tell us a bit more about what you're planning for the event.
Yeah, so like you said, we are spending a lot of time and effort trying to educate people, because it is a new thing for many people. So we have our Investors Academy. And we'll be bringing all of our reports and the research, the rise of the growth hunters. Our last report was on EIS. We did a report on before that as well. So we'll have all that there. We'll have our team there. So anyone who wants to come and talk to the team about investing in early stage businesses, in seed rounds and growth rounds and such, can come and talk to us about it. We can point you in the right direction of where good information is and what you should know before you choose to invest or not. But we'll also have a number of companies there, actually. Companies that we've either funded in the past or who are presently or in the future going to be raising funds through the platform. So it gives the investors a good chance to come out and see what these companies are all about, meet the CEOs, meet the team, get a feel for them in person as opposed to just online. And that's probably the best way that you can get started with investing in startups. And
so there are a lot of reasons to go to the Syndicate Room stand at our
reasons.
Event.
We've got a big stand this year.
Last year, I've heard about that. And I believe also your colleague Gonzalo is going to speak on the main stage.
He is. He's going to be joined by Jim. They're going to have an interesting chat. I think they have some differences of opinion on certain things, and I think it should be a fun day.
That's bound to be interesting. Yeah. So as a quick recap, it's going to be an event on March the 25th, that's Saturday. It's at the Business Design Center in Islington, and you can meet Syndicate Room there, the entire team, some of their founders and CEOs and companies that you can invest into, and we have prepared a discount code for the viewers today. So if you want to book your tickets, do so right away before they're gone. We're showing you the discount code now, and we hope to see many of you on March the 25th. Thank you so much, Tom.
My pleasure.